The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This one is going to knock your socks off, and I'm going to tell you why. Have you ever just had like that fantasy and dreamt about, you know, having a conversation with somebody that you are a total mark for? Because this is it for me. The next man that we are going to talk to, that we're going to find out about, completely changed my life at a very pivotal point in my existence when I needed some help. So maybe I get emotional, but this man will help you and demonstrate how to live your best life. He is a bestseller. He has over 15 albums that are out. Movie star, maybe you know him from The Secret. Just a total inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dr. Joe Vitale. My big computer bagged out like a half an hour ago, so I've got a laptop set up, and I think we're rolling okay.
Oh. Yeah, that's technology for you.
It is, and it's always when like the greatest person that you have ever is going to be on that the shit hits the fan, but that's okay. Then you know it's going to be good.
There you go. Well, we just adapt and keep going. And thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I already did your fanfare and your introduction, and then this is all edited later. So, you know, and it's Vitale, right? Vitale, you say.
That's right. Vitale.
Yeah, very Italian. I've been researching and doing things, but I really just wanted to get on and meet you and hear maybe some of the things that you don't normally speak about with interviewers or, you know, and also just because of the very interesting audience and lovely audience that I have on the Realm Network and with all of the brand members. I just, there's a very special group of people who follow their doctor, and I don't necessarily know that they know about you. And I wanted to cross-pollinate and listen to your story and then maybe share some things about my story that people don't know about me and why I'm just so attracted to you and infatuated by your teachings and bring everybody up to speed. So, I mean, you have, first off, you're a musician. Like, that's near and dear to my heart. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about, you know, what is the newest book that you have out now? Because you are a bestseller, and you have not only books, but you have programs, and you have all of these resources. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go pay attention to this man, because now, more than ever, we are in a funky time. And news breaking story, it's probably not going to go away anytime soon. And that's nothing to be afraid of. It's time to put your big boy girl pants on and figure out, like, how does this affect me and what can I positively do about it? I'm going to shut up now.
Well, great to be here. I'm a fan of yours. I love what you're doing, and I love your positivity. I remember that you put together a magazine, and you had me in either the first issue or one of the very first issues of your digital magazine. There it is. Look at that. Elvis Died Again. I love the cover, too. You know what you're doing.
You're so sweet.
I'm sincere. So you're doing some fantastic work, and you're making a difference. You're using what you're learning. You're sharing it with other, and you're uplifting people. So I'm watching you.
That is very kind. And like I already told people in the preview, your fanfare, your everybody put your hands together for the doctor, is I probably will get emotional right now. I don't know what my deal is right now. I'm a hot mess, and I'm a little bit more transparent these days than I would like to be, but you know, just excuse me on that. I dig my fingernails into my thighs when I feel like I'm gonna be a little too girly. But you know, I want to thank you for saying that, but I want to take people back to a time when I was really bad off. I had just gone through, I was right in the middle of a bankruptcy. And every single time I thought that I was going to be discharged or that what I owed or what was supposedly said that I owed from the IRS, my bankruptcy lawyer would tell me, you've got to wait another 8 months, Goldie. You've got to wait. It was 3.5 months that I lived under the radar. And, you know, going back to your story, which we'll talk about, homeless, you know, going to the similarities between going to the car lot. You know, I went to the car lot also with, after watching The Secret, after reading the book and wondering how in the middle of this mess that I was going to be able to get a car when technically when you are being, right. when you're going through the coals, you can't have anything. You can't have a bank account. You can't have credit cards. You can't have, and ladies and gentlemen, this is something that I'm not saying that it's not my fault, but I got involved with the wrong group of people in Hollywood and they were running real estate checks through my bank account. I was dating the guy. I thought I was okay because he was my boyfriend. He just told me do it. I didn't ask a lot of questions. And you know what? It came back to obviously bite me when it came time to proving all the receipts that I had, doctor, my ex had pretty much gotten rid of them. So I find myself in this horrible, lost, terrified, scared, very similar to the way a lot of people are thinking about now with their life and what's going to happen with the economy, but you can't be scared about it. Now I had this crazy man, this crazy queen that I was cleaning for under the table cash. He said, sister, you need to watch this movie. And it was a bootleg copy of The Secret. And I still have it. And there you were. And out of all of the teachers in that documentary, you just spoke to me with your, you just have a softer edge and you're kind. And you know, what you said resonated with me, but like I've seen in some of your other interviews, some of the things about the law of attraction, and if it doesn't instantly work for you, then people do become skeptics, but it worked for me. And I think a lot of it worked for me because of you and your delivery. And that's why I want people to learn more about what you have to offer.
Wow, what a great story. And thank you for that compliment. But also, I love that you're being transparent because so many people are struggling and they look at you and they look at me and they think we don't have struggle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they think that we've got it made. They think that, well, it's just butterflies and puppies and kitties and everything is, you know, money falls out of the sky. And it is not that way. You just shared your story. I mean, I was homeless at one point. I was in poverty for 10 years. I'm going through what's currently happening with the virus, the epidemic, the quarantine, just like everybody else. And a large part of my income has been lost because I can't travel, I can't speak, I can't go on the stages and do a lot of the things I've done in the past. And while that's going on, I'm still in the middle of a long divorce, which is emotionally draining, financially crucifying. And to show you how real this is, I'm getting a phone call as I'm doing this interview with you.
Take your time. We can always edit out.
I just, I like letting it be real. It's like he gets phone calls too.
That's so, you know, let's talk about that right now. I think so many people think, well, it's like that for him or it's like that for her. And I want to come out of this whole pandemic with more of unity. And we just got hit very hard with tornadoes in Nashville.
I'm going to take this.
Take it. I'll chill.
I think I know what it is.
Take it.
We're good.
We need to bookmark on your divorce stuff because a lot of people would enjoy that. But all I was saying is I want to come out of this whole epidemic with more unity and rebuilding. Like me, I've had a lot of people say, I think this is God or the universe just saying,
yeah,
we need to stop. And then people need to quit bitching about you're forced to spend more time with your family to be. It's like, I think people are so busy doing this that we don't even know how to operate right now.
Right, right. I love that. I've made a few videos that are on my Instagram feed and Facebook where I basically said the planet has sent us to our room. It has sent us to our room and it has basically put us in solitary confinement. And what it is an enforced spiritual retreat. This is a good thing. This is our opportunity to actually reconnect with the people that are close to us, the family and friends, loved ones, spouse, whatever it happens to be. But it's also a time when the world says, stay in your room or go inside. I look at that metaphysically, and what that means is go inside yourself. Go inside yourself. That's what this whole virus is about. And I also say there's two viruses, and we need to be more aware of the second one than the first one. The first virus is the one that we're calling the coronavirus. And yeah, we want to wash our hands. We want to maintain social distance. We want to do what they're advising us to do until this passes. But the second virus is the virus of the mind. And as you know, Goldie, the virus of the mind is the one where you fall into fear. And when you fall into fear, not only do you see things to be afraid of everywhere, because it's the law of attraction at work, you see more of what you're already focused on. But the other thing is, and this is very physical, fear lowers your immune system. So when you fall into fear, you make yourself vulnerable to the very thing you're afraid of. And so what we want to do here is become aware of all of this. I actually say, first of all, remind yourself, this too will pass. This too will pass. There have been plagues, there have been epidemics, there have been pandemics. But throughout history, there have been some things that were pretty despicable. They passed. The other thing is from biblical literature, there's the phrase, be not afraid.
Oh my God, stop it. That's what I was going to cover later on today. You know that song?
Am I stealing your material?
You know? Do you know that song?
No, what? Tell me what it is.
Is it Father Michael Jonkis or Be Not Afraid? It's a Catholic sing it. It's beautiful.
Oh, I probably would know when I heard it.
Aww.
But that phrase, be not afraid, and do all of this later. We need reminders in every way, shape, or form. And I think a great reminder is through the music we listen to. So be not afraid is in biblical literature about 350 times.
Yes.
Which to me means maybe we're supposed to take note. Be not afraid. This too will pass. Go to your room. Focus on what you can do. Meditate. Write. All the people who said, oh, I would write a book or I would open a business or I'd learn this or I'd learn a language if I only had time. You've got the time now. Now you can seize it. Now you can use it. I basically say, turn this into something good. Turn this into something good.
Something that one of your cohorts talked about. Now, when I watch The Secret, read the book, what I do is I go through and then I go research everybody in it. And one of the people, I'd already read Chicken Soup for the Soul, so I was familiar with Jack. And John had a book that I buy him on audio and I listen when we're touring and we're driving. One of the things that he had in there was, you know, are you, was it intentional? Oh, what did he have? I should have written it down. I guess it was about being more intentional, but he had something called oxygen thinking only.
Oh.
And it was basically like putting your oxygen mask on, you're diving down, right. You're going to crash, like get your together. And I've been looking at myself since this whole thing started and I'm kind of getting lazy. And today I got a kick in the butt when my main computer here bagged out. Here's doctor getting ready for this. And I'm like scrambling. And I was like, wow, look it. I actually got ready, got my makeup done. My hair, forgot the brassiere. Pardon me, doctor, but I'm here again. That's the only thing I forgot. Thank God I got an extra panel. But I got all this stuff done in time, 3 minutes to send you your link. And I was like, what if during this time I scrambled, like without hurting myself, but like, what if every day that I have this go to my room moment that I'm really hustling where it's almost like school where I'm like, Goldie, you're going to do this much for an hour. You're going to go in and you're going to do this for another hour. And instead of constantly posting, and some of the stuff is very funny that we see, but instead of constantly posting all the stuff about, you know, just complaining, it's like you really need to take this time to do, because if you're not doing what you've been bitching about, not having the time to do it, then you really are scared. You really are self-sabotaging. And then
what was that word? I had another gentleman that I saw that he said it was
counterintentional, or the what's going on in the subconscious mind.
Yeah. I use the phrase counterintentions.
Counterintentions.
Yeah. Consciously, we state intentions like we want to do certain things, or we want to attract more money, or we want to be healthier, whatever it happens to be. But in the subconscious mind, we have what I call counter intentions, and those veto the conscious intentions. An example is somebody says they want to attract more money, which is great. They might have positive reasons. They got to pay their bills. They want to feed their family. But if unconsciously they think money is bad, money is evil, money corrupts, there's not enough, I'm not good enough for it, I don't deserve it, any variation of those limiting beliefs, they will sabotage their own efforts to attract money and they will blame everybody else. This is why I think we're all here for an awakening. And that awakening is to become aware of our limiting beliefs. The more we can change those beliefs, the faster we go to the results that we want.
Why do people self-sabotage, doctor?
What was the question?
Why do people self-sabotage?
Yes, that's a great question. Part of it is our programming. For example, I've written a lot of books. In fact, here's my promotional plug here. One of my latest books is called Money Loves Speed. Money Loves Speed.
Okay. And that's the one that's hot off the press right now, or is there two?
There's two. You're following my work. I like it. Let's see. Am I in the camera? The Art and Science of Results is the most recent. So I actually have two books right now.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen both of those.
No, let's do this. Hold on. Wait. Yep. Hold on a minute. I'm going to get just you. All right, everybody, I want you to look at both of these books. This guy knows what he's talking about. You're sitting around in your mom's basement. Check it out. I'm going to put up a link. I might even put up my own Amazon link so that we get a double hitter here. But check out these books. We're going to talk about both of them.
There you go. So when it comes to money, for example, and I've done a lot of work on money, if people have the belief money is the root of all evil, they have it because it was passed to them from the people before them. They were brainwashed and downloaded this information without any awareness that it was happening. And why? Because their own parents had the same belief. And their parents had the same belief. And I go to other countries when I'm allowed to travel, and Russia has that belief, and Poland has the belief, and Ukraine has the belief, and Italy has the belief. It's in the subconscious. It's in the collective unconscious, if you will. And so part of what I'm doing is help blow the whistle on that. That's an example of an innocent belief. We didn't ask for it. We're very unaware and unconscious on how it got to us. But now we are aware of it and we have a choice. We need to do something about it. So the first reason that people have unconscious beliefs and counter intentions is because they've been innocently programmed. They've been brainwashed, if you will. The second reason people have counter intentions is for protection. They're unconsciously protecting themselves. A lot of people want to be a musician like you, or they want to be an actor. They want to open a business, but yet they're not doing it. Why aren't they doing it? They're afraid of failure or they're afraid of success. Afraid of failure, or afraid of success. So by not taking action, they're protecting themselves. They're like, well, if I don't do anything and I keep complaining about it, I won't have to take that risk of being hurt or being successful. And again, this is where I think life is all about awakening. We want to awaken to what's limiting us, remove those limitations, which are virtually always in us. It's not out there, it's in us. And when we remove them, then we can go and have, do, or be what we want. We can pursue our passion. We can pursue our dream. But we got to go inside and do the work.
This is the book that you're talking about right now, the money book. And I want to interject on this for a second. We're going to go back to when I was going through the whole bankruptcy thing. I got to tell you guys, I lived in a $10,000 a month condo in Century City, 220 Avenue of the Stars. My boyfriend's was $30,000 a month. I had three of the most beautiful vehicles that you could ever have. I had everything. My insurance was $2,000 just to drive around Beverly Hills. I left all that behind. I had to flee because I was in an abusive situation and it was just time to exit stage left. And I'll never forget picking up my father at the airport, who went and got a U-Haul truck with me. And when my boyfriend was gone doing business, we loaded everything that we could into the U-Haul truck and we got the hell out of Dodge. And I'll never forget driving straight through Los Angeles to Nashville, Tennessee, looking at my dad in the U-Haul truck as I had my car still, but I knew that the writing was on the wall that I was going to lose that Mercedes. I've lost everything, everybody, and I don't miss any of that shit at all. I don't miss the condo and the cars. I'm rebuilding. I am living proof that you can lose everything and be emotionally destitute and still find the beauty and the value and still make it. Whatever it is that you have blocking you from trying, whether it is the success, whether it is the failure, whatever it is that you freak out about, I gotta tell you, there is so much more joy and adventure. And I'm not, don't if you have like a family and stuff like that. I'm talking about like some of the more single people or people that don't have a huge loss or risk. But there are safety nets that are out there. There's books like this that you can buy that you can start to read and educate yourself and take some baby steps and really map it out, because I know you've mapped it out in this book, Doctor. Everything that you do is spot on and just insane. Start out by just reading something and getting your mind wet with opportunity, with accepting success. Start out with these books and then go to the next level. Then start reading more. Start reaching out. Doctor, I know that you have mentoring programs. You've got lots of different programs that are out there that are affordable that people can, but you have to just decide, I'm going to start now. And I'm telling you from experience, you've got this and you can do this. Never be afraid. Fear, like you said in the beginning of the podcast, and that's one of the reposts that I did, was you had a whiteboard drawing of, you know, what's the coronavirus? What's the real problem out there is everybody, if you even cough wrong, they think that you have the coronavirus. Or just let fear step aside and let's get back to this book and what we can expect when we order it, because I want people to order this book. What the hell else are you doing right now? Get off your butt and do something. You don't need any money. There's somebody listening and watching right now that doesn't need any money. Okay, call me, because I'm single. And if you're hot, I'd like to meet you. Go ahead. Let's talk about the book.
Well, first of all, I wrote this book because I was on a mission. So Money Loves Speed is designed to help somebody that is broke right now. Because I know what it's like to suffer. I know what it's like to starve. I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what it's like to be poverty. I know what it's like to wonder, where's the meal? Where's the food? Where's the break? When's that all going to change? The very first chapter is what to do right now if you're in an emergency. So there's numbers. There's things that you can do. People you can call right now if they're suffering. If they're homeless, there's things to do. That's the very first chapter, because I thought, they're not going to read the rest of the book if they're homeless, if they're broke. The second chapter are 35 ways to attract money, doing very simple, silly things that I didn't even know existed until I did the research. There are apps that'll pay you to review different websites. You just put the app on your phone, you go to the different websites, it's calculating where you went, and it sends you a check for just going to the websites. And it doesn't sound like a whole bunch of money, but I learned a long time ago that those pennies, those dollars, they add up. They add up dramatically.
How much is this book?
I don't know. It's $15 or $20 on Amazon.
So you've got all this research that you've gone out and done for people that, and that, can I tell you, everybody's researching right now. All the artists, all the musicians, all the actors, for the first time, they're going out and they're researching, like, what do I do now? So you're telling me for $15, you've put everything in one book, and the first chapter is if you are broke now.
Absolutely. And then I move into more of a spiritual view of money. I take away all of the limiting beliefs about money. In fact, I talk about the 8 laws of attracting money. Money Loves Speed is actually one of them. And I talk about the 10 most common beliefs that are stopping people from having money, and thinking money is evil is one of those 10 beliefs. So all of that's in here. This is on Amazon. The Kindle version's on Amazon. But I also want people to know, I wrote a book called Attract Money Now. I'm giving it away. If people go to attractmoneynow.com, the book is there for free. So I don't want to hear anything about excuses. Even when I'm saying this is $15 or $20, whatever it is, and somebody's complaining about it. Well, guess what? Attract Money Now is free. I just took away your only excuse. Go to attractmoneynow.com, download the book. I can't read it for you. I can't do the 7 steps in the book for you, but I can present it to you on a platter and then say, it's up to you. It's up to you. And after you made a little money, go get Money Loves Speed for $15 or $20.
No, go get the book right now. And I'm going to tell you why. You want to have people like Dr. Joe that are out there who constantly are giving away content for free. You want to go pay the money and support. My God, you got to have self-preservation of the good ones. And I'm getting ready to do a Patreon, and it's going to be badass. And I am not afraid to ask anybody to go support that, because I really do, from the heart, try to give away free content, even if it's just a laugh or a gag, to make people happy and to uplift them, because Because that's what I want. This is the guy. Would you listen to me, people? This is the guy that I go listen to. So when you put me over, wrestling term, when you put me over, this is where I'm getting my juice from Dr. Joe. Mm-hmm. Say it right, because everybody says it's wrong. Vitale.
Vitale. Unless you're in Italy. Vitale.
Vitale. Let's go to your next book that's out that we want to talk about. This is very, very, very important. I just want to get right to the meat. I can't even believe the last book, the first chapter, just covers what it does. That's insane.
The Art and Science of Results. These are 9 ways of getting clear of the blocks in you so you can get the goals that you're looking for. This is the most recent book. It's hot off the press, and it's really, really important because I'm going to tell you, I think the missing secret in goal setting, goal achievement, the missing secret for understanding the law of attraction is the idea that you have to get clear of the inner blocks within you. And as soon as you get clear of the inner blocks within you, you accelerate your path to whatever it is that you want. Goldie, you mentioned that I'm a musician. When I turned 60, which was 6.5 years ago, I looked at my bucket list and I thought, well, I've always wanted to be a musician. I played harmonica, I had a guitar, I knew 3 chords. And I thought, but it's on my bucket list. I want to be a musician. I want to learn how to record, how to write songs, how to sing songs. I want to go in the studio. I want to put a band together. I actually want to do this. The very first thing that happened was terror. Terror. And here I am at 60 years old. I'm in the movie The Secret. I've written all these books about going for your dreams. And I want to be a musician. And I'm afraid. I'm literally afraid. I'm thinking I'm too old. I have no musical background, no musical skills. Didn't even sing in the shower. Didn't do karaoke. I mean, how am I going to do this? But I knew the different ways to get clear of the blocks. So I started using them on myself. So here's the punchline. In the last 6 years, I have not only recorded 15 albums, I wrote all the songs on my singer-songwriter album. I sang all of them. I played guitar on all of them. And I pulled a band together that includes my drummer has the same name as me. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Stop it.
He has played for every rock and roll legend since the 80s. He's Joe Walsh's drummer and best friend. He's my drummer. And I pulled together my bass player plays for the Dixie Chicks and Robert Plant and everybody else from the 70s or 80s on. I pulled together my own band. We have performed live. I have performed as a solo singer-songwriter on stage at events. I've performed on national television. Some of my songs that are all original songs were nominated for the Posse Awards, which is considered the Grammys of positive music. I'm not saying any of this to brag because I'm still learning, but I'm saying 6 years ago, decided to be a musician and almost didn't do it. And this is what most people do. They decide they're going to do something, whether it's music or acting or opening a business or whatever. But then they go, I can't do this. For whatever reason, too old, too fat, too thin, too whatever. And what I learned is you get clear of the frickin' blocks that are within you, and then you accelerate your path. People look at me and they go, Joe, you've written 80 books. 80 books.
Is that 80? What it is? I was going to ask you, what's the tally?
I don't know. It's 15 other people novels, counting. Other
dude, people what, counting the, what, seriously?
Well, that's what I'm told. I'm told I've written 80 books. You know, the only reason or the only way to write 80 books is you get out of your own frickin' way. If I get an idea, and this is where the Money Loves Speed book comes in, the title is referring to when you get an idea for a product or service, the universe likes speed, which is what I said in the movie The Secret, but money likes speed. The faster you act on your idea, the faster you bring it into the marketplace, and the faster you profit from it. Usually the first person to bring it to market is the first person to cash in. But there's another reason that money loves speed. When you get an idea, we feel great when we get the idea. There's like a thunderbolt of energy that hits us. But most people write it down and go, that's a good idea. I'll get to it later. If you get to it later, the energy is gone. You want to act on the idea as close to the birth of the idea because you can ride and use the energy that came with it to actually bring it into being. I can go on my own.
Let's talk about I want to talk about blocks because I want to use a real life situation in my past to share with everybody. I was told at a young age, Tom the Conservative, my father, I was in a pageant, and I remember him saying, there was a clown, a real ugly old clown, and he kept saying, hey, girls, do you want a kiss? Do you want a kiss? And I just was like, ugh. And I looked at my dad, like, because I didn't want to be rude, and as a pageant girl, as a beauty queen, you're supposed to comply with everybody and make them happy and create moments and memories. And I just looked over at my dad, and all the other girls were like, ew, no. I looked at my dad, and he just nodded, and I just went, I puckered up for this old ugly clown, and he pulled out a big, huge Hershey's kiss. And he said, here you go. And I just remembered, like, And my dad said, Moon, ask for anything. The only thing they can tell you is no and to go to hell. And he told me that as a four-year-old child, like, you should be able. But even though my dad taught me that, one of the blocks that I've had, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things, believe it or not, me is – somewhere I'm programmed, maybe that I'm not good enough or that I don't have the right to ask. And then I think back to NWA TNA wrestling in front of 40,000 people when I would just go out very vulnerably in the middle of the ring as a heel and have people boo and hate me. And something removed the block that I will just ask for anything. Then what you should be doing is studying the greats like the doctor here and getting this book, because I bought Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Work Week. I can't say that back to back. 4-Hour Work Week. One of the things that he said is ask. Be bold and ask for something that you don't think that the other person won't even get it. They won't get the email or the message and they won't say yes. Ask anyway. What do you have to lose? And that's where this came into play. Is I was like, I want to write a magazine that's completely positive, where everything in there is positive that you can read. Let's see how it goes. Let's use it as a prototype. And one of the first people that I reached out to was the doctor. And you know what? He said, sure. That's it. There's so much fear in, well, what if, or what if they say no? What if they say yes? We hear that. But seriously, what if that person of your dreams says yes? Or what if that person says, yes, I will help you, or I will help you partner up and start that business? There's so much more joy in the yes. If you fail, then you fail and you move on and you do what all the brothers do. And they just keep on putting out lures to find some chick. That's how it goes. It's a numbers game. Y'all guys play it. You know what I'm talking about. Do that with your business. But does your book, does the blocking book, does that deprogram, how does your book deprogram funk? How does it? Go a little bit into that and we'll respect your time, because I know you got divorce stuff coming up.
First of all, both books, all of my books of the most recent years are designed to make people aware of what their blocks are, because I think awareness is one of the keys. Awareness can help remove the blocks. And then with the Money, Love, Speed book, I talk about the 10 limiting beliefs, because when I can pinpoint them and then explain them to you, it can help erase it. There was a teacher in the 1800s who said, the explanation is the cure. The explanation is the cure. And so what I'm doing in both books is explaining what your beliefs are and what your blocks are, because that will help remove it. Now, for example, with the ask that you just talked about here, which I so love that story and I so agree with it. I just saw a statistic yesterday that said there was a study of the checkouts at a Home Depot store. And a Home Depot, they'll get some of your stuff there. And three of the people at a checkout are live people that are checking your goods out. So you got three lines there. And the fourth line is the self-serve. So it's automated.
Yes.
And at the end of all of these, they're supposed to ask, would you like to have a warranty for what you just bought? Now, the people that are live don't always ask that question. So the number of sales, the most number of sales for the upsell for the home warranty is the machine. Because the machine always asks, would you like a warranty? The people don't always ask. And if you don't ask, there is no sale. So I thought that was so brilliant and so it's insightful. You remove the fear, you remove the block, you remove the hesitation, and you just ask, you get the sale. You just ask. And I remember I read a book years, I didn't write this book, I read this book. It was called Rejection Proof. Rejection Proof. And I recommend it. I loved it. And it's about a guy who just went out to find out what he can get away with. He would ask for anything. I mean, everything from going on an airplane and saying, can I use the mic and make an announcement over the loudspeaker? to another time you went to somebody who had a private jet and said, can I fly it? I mean, he just asked anything and everything. And what he learned was, more often than not, if the person that could answer was in the position of authority, they would say yes. They would say yes. If they said no, you probably asked the wrong person. You have to ask somebody else involved with that scenario. So when it comes to beliefs, it comes to blocks, it comes to fears, I've pretty much made a specialty of coming up with different techniques, which is why there's 9 of them in the Art and Science of Getting Results.
I can't wait. I'm going to actually go off of this podcast in just a couple minutes, and I'm going to order. And they're not on audio yet, right? Just Kindle.
No, they're not on audio yet. They're both print or Kindle.
Will you tell your wife to wrap up her business so that we can get to your audiobook?
Right.
I'm going to order both of them take some shots of that and get through both of them, because we have the time to be doing a lot of reading right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to be feeding your mind and your soul with good stuff. And like I said, my whole bankruptcy, all that stuff was because I surrounded myself with the wrong crowd, and it was a fast crowd. And, you know, I had my record deal and I was young and dumb. I really was young and dumb. There's so many more things that we could talk about, Doctor, but I do know I respect your time today, and please come on again at another time. This was specifically, I wanted to plug whatever one or two or whatever, how many programs that you have going on right now that can right now 911 as the first chapter in your book. And let me tell you, this stuff, these resources that he's talking about, this is real stuff. I mean, it's not, you know, going to deliver for Amazon or DoorDash. This is weird shit that you find out about that you can literally make money for. But you, like he said, I can give you this website for this free book, but I can't read it for you. So I don't want to see on Twitter or on Instagram any of your crybaby bitching when we're giving you this resource free and then 2 solid books that you can get. And what I get on here, I've got plenty to talk about, but this is what I want this for you. I want you to be better. Listen, it's like 15, 20 bucks or 40 if you get them both. Get the stuff when you're having your pity party at the end of the night. There's one guy that's just always complaining about how he's lonely and how he wishes he had a wife. And okay, bro, read a book. Go to the gym. Now you can't. Do some jumping jacks. Get with it. We can't do it for you. There's something that I read and saw, and let me get to it on a closure because it was very powerful. Yes, I wear glasses. Please don't send me dirty messages about the glasses because it's getting gross. It was this statement. It says, the meaning you give an event is actually the belief that attracted the event. And of course, this is attractive to me because I'm looking at my own stuff. Especially like sometimes my love life, like I'm not going to get into that with you, doctor, but like, I got to tell you, he'll never hear this. I met the guy of my dreams, 4 weeks ago. I told him, I said, I normally don't ever tell anybody what I do, but I want you to look at my Instagram. And if I don't terrify you, I'll tell, you know, like come out to a show. We're out here. And you know what he did? He showed up. He stayed for 3 sets. That's a long time, you know, in our musician world. He stayed for 3 sets. We talked religiously, got hot and heavy. And then he was MIA for like a day, right? Mm-hmm. And I wondered what was up. And he said, because he lives here, but he's from Europe. He said, I need to go back to Europe. And I was like, oh, sure you do. Like 2 days before our date. And he said, no, work said because of the travel ban, I'd better get my butt back to Europe before I'm stuck in America with a freeze on my job and not making income. So he said that. I'm like, whatever. But I looked it up and he really is there. We were talking every day and then poof, same old shit, gone. MIA. He'll read my text messages, but he won't answer it. And I'm thinking, I told you right off the bat, if I'm not your cup of tea or I'm too strong for you, we can just be friends. No problem. So I gave him an out, and still I'm like getting that weird rejection that I get with a lot of guys where it's like, maybe he saw something. I'm not going to change who I am. I can't. I'm me. I can tone a few things down, but that's not being authentic to me. It's like, I'm not going to rack my brain wondering what I did or whatever. Because if you really care about somebody, you got to just let them do their thing. You don't want to force yourself down someone's, you know, in their business. But like, there's something that I wish that I could figure out, like programming wise, like what is that? I don't don't even know why I told you all of this. I'm just telling you, like, there, it's just, it's a weird time and I'm trying to figure out myself. And I guess my segue was that statement that I made about attracting an event. Let's talk about that. And then I will respect your time and let you get to your divorce.
There are so many things we can talk about, Goldie.
I know.
I want to know more about your wrestling because I've seen what you've done there. I want to talk about, I want to talk about strongman training because I learned how to
show me the nail. Where's the nail?
My wife has it. I got to bend another horseshoe. I got to bend a steel bar, a horseshoe, a nail, and, you know, put them on the wall or something. I want to talk about all that with you. I want to talk about music with you. But you gave that quote, and that quote is really important. We have to do almost a two-hour show on that or a whole day event because I said the meaning you give an event is the belief that actually attracted the event. And I want people to think about this. When you tell your story, including you, Goldie, you were just telling me your story, I want to get to the point where you kind of sum it up and you say something to the effect of, I knew it was going to happen, or this always happens to me, or, and I'm kind of putting words in your mouth only because I know we're running out of time, but I want you to think about it. And I want other people, when they think about, why do I don't have any money? What's the story you tell yourself? Because the story you tell yourself, you don't realize it until somebody either feeds it back to you or you stop and really think about it, is actually what created the very story. You have this scenario that we all have inside of our heads that says something like, the people that are trying to date, I have often heard that people will say, all the good ones are taken. And that'll be their summary. All the good ones are taken after they tell me the whole story about the dating fiasco. And I'll look at them and go, you do know there's 7 billion people on the planet, right? 7 billion and they're all taken? All of them? And when they actually look at that, they go, well, you know, maybe there are some, but I don't know where they're at. What we're revealing is that line, all the good ones are taken, is the belief that they are creating situations to reinforce. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That belief, that's the summary. And they're saying it like, well, to them, it's a fact. All the good ones are taken. And it feels like that's reality. It's not reality. It is not a fact. It is a freaking belief. And the sooner we realize it's a belief and we start to question it, then we start to wonder, oh, are there other ways to meet people? Have I overlooked a few things? Plus, you open yourself, and instead of having blinders on, because if you think all the good ones are taken, you have blinders on, and you're only allowing the ones that are not the good ones to come in. When you remove the belief, you also remove the blinders. And now you have that 7 billion people as a potential pool of opportunity. So there's so much to talk about, Goldie. You are such a wonderful person doing such wonderful stuff. I look forward to chatting some more.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go check out, I'm going to splash links everywhere, the 2 new books, hot off the press from the doctor. He has changed my life in so many ways and has helped me through some really, really, really dark times. And I know some of you guys, some of you girls, gals are in an interesting place right now. The best thing that you can do is educate yourself and surround yourself with positivity and goodness and no fear. Be not afraid. Check out these books. Check out all the programs. Follow Doctor. He is amazing. You are such a gift. I know you've got stuff cooking and going, but just wave to everybody and say goodbye. Put your little paw up. Say goodbye. Thank you for joining us today. Goldie's Closet on the Realm Network under the Vince Russo brand, episode 57. We hope you enjoy it. Love you guys. As always, stay safe and 6 feet apart.
Everybody, it's your girl Goldilocks and we are inside Goldie's Closet. I want to ask a favor of you all, whether you watch the show or not, if you come to our band shows, what have you, it's something that you can do to support and it costs nothing and no time at all. If you shop on a very popular online website, I would really appreciate it if you would bookmark some of the items that you are shopping for. And if you could just simply do this, go to goldieknows.blogspot.com. If you go over to the right, all the way to the bottom, the About Me section, there's a link. It just says I'm an Amazon affiliate. If you click on that, it takes you inside my umbrella. And everything that you order I can earn just some help and support to keep all of this going, to keep the band going. We've got a hefty vehicle repair. It's pretty substantial. So it would be really great if you could remember my link. We get some support. It's that simple. I love you all. Thank you for making the time to stop by and check out everything that we're doing. Mwah.